Hello everyone, it's Tim. Welcome to North and South Podcasts. This is a well-being episode with just me talking, and I'm going to be talking today about two things which are particularly close to my heart. One is addiction, and the other one is strengths and weaknesses. And you might say to yourself, they're a bit of a funny combination, but actually I think they're quite interesting to look at together. Now, I think Karl Marx once wrote, all the right wingers have just unfollowed me, that it's all very well writing about the world, but the key thing is to change it. And there's a lot of self-help stuff out there that says, oh, just do this and your life will be better. But actually, to fundamentally change you, there needs to be a lot of fundamental work, holistic work, right through you, because you're very, 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 very complicated. And we're also not living in a rehearsal. And this morning I went to a coffee shop. I dropped my son off at nursery and I went to a coffee shop and I did a bit of writing in the coffee shop. And I was sitting there watching some people erect a Christmas tree in the little town centre near where the nursery is. And I just sat there for about an hour and it was really nice. And on the way in, me and this gentleman went to walk in at the same time and I said, after you. And he went in, and then he went up to the counter, and then he said, oh no, you should be before me. I went, no, I insist, don't worry about it, I'm in no rush. And anyway, he bought me a drink, bought me a cup of coffee, which was nice, and said, thanks very much. He said, is that all you want? Do you want a bacon butty or something like that? And I went, no, mate, it's fine. Like, you know, I'm honoured you bought me a coffee. And I felt a bit weird at first. I thought, I don't really want to take this coffee, but, you know, I think deep down there was an agreement that it was just such a nice thing to do. You know, I had to accept it. So I had this lovely coffee and then I stayed for longer and bought a herbal tea and I was just sitting there happy, just looking out the window, just writing and having a think and doing my journal for the day. And it was really, really nice just to do it. Also, Steven Gerrard, the ex-Liverpool player, was in there. And back in the day, I didn't like Steven Gerrard when he played for Liverpool, because I'm an Everton fan. And he was in there, and he had like an Everton hat on, a pair of Everton shorts. And as I went to the toilet, he kind of like looked at me with all this Everton stuff, and I looked at him, and I just thought, you know, you're you, and I'm me. I don't wish any ill upon you. And that little visit to the coffee shop, I think it was a nice little microcosm of the way to live life, basically. Live and let live, but also be kind to each other. But also, I think, most importantly, to be kind to yourself, because the way we speak to ourselves sometimes is appalling, and we wouldn't stand for it if anyone else spoke to us like that, because we're our own worst enemy and our own worst bully. And one of the things I've said before several times is look at the way you speak to yourself. Part of your emotional journal and write down how you speak to yourself and improve that, because that's important. So I'm going to talk about strengths and weaknesses first. And the reason for this is that obviously a few of you have heard podcasts with me where I'm talking about neurodiversity and mental health and well-being, and I've spoken a lot about how I might have ADHD, and that means that you can often have quite low self-esteem, that you can be quite impulsive, that you can be quite emotional. And one of the things I am coming to terms with is the idea that I have got strengths and weaknesses. And it's very important that we know both, because if I said to you now, write 10 things about yourself you don't like, you'd write 10 things really quickly. If I said, write 10 strengths of yours or things about you that you do like, you'd probably struggle, which is how the mind often works. And it may well be that you need to speak to other people to get an idea of what your strengths are. And your weaknesses, often what you think are weaknesses, other people will downplay. And sometimes speaking to a trusted friend or a family member can help you to understand what your strengths and weaknesses are. And what I've found myself doing, particularly after looking at a lot of the work I've done over the last decade and a half to do with well-being, and particularly in view of the work of Paul Cope, whose books and courses I've been doing recently, is I've started looking at other people's strengths and weaknesses and being able to appreciate theirs and understand that we're not all just one person who's just the projection that we project to the world. We're very, 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 very complicated people. And this idea that there's a coherent, holistic person, it's far more complicated than that. And part of understanding this is knowing your strengths and weaknesses and being okay and having enough self-esteem to acknowledge your strengths and weaknesses as a position of power and a position of empowerment that you can then move forward from to make yourself better. Now, I did an interview with some students in a school I used to teach with a few years ago, and they sat down and they asked me about like how I felt about myself and my life and regrets and what I want to do in the future. And I was really relaxed talking to them. And the person who spoke to these students was really happy and content with themselves. And I remember thinking, that's like the real me. Where did that real me come from? And it came because I was relaxed and I was just talking with no agenda. And I just flowed. Maybe I was having a good day and I spoke really positively about myself and my life. And I thought, that was interesting that, because the person who's kind of in my head most of the time doesn't really speak like that. It's quite a disconnect really that doesn't serve us. And I found that very interesting, that within you is probably a part of you that understands that you are a great person, despite the fact that you've got weaknesses. So we're going to explore that anyway now. The most important thing about understanding your strengths and your weaknesses is being okay with them and acknowledging that you have got weaknesses. Now, some people think that that means that you're conceding that you're not good and you can't get better. And I'm thinking to myself, no. That's a starting point to move forward. Now, you shouldn't be harsh on yourself. You should be kind. But understanding your weaknesses is a basis, a starting point that you can then use to make yourself better. And I think that that is really, really important. What you can also do when you write down your weaknesses is you can look at what you can work on, the small steps you can take to work on those weaknesses to move forward and to make yourself better and just to be okay with them. Now, if you work in a particular job or in a family or a group, it's important to get others to help you with your weaknesses and to be open about them and to say, I'm not good at that. And you can maybe work on little things, but you can also acknowledge that maybe there are things you just can't do. And Claire Berry, who has been on previous podcasts, has spoken about this with ADHD, where you're really good at certain things, but then other things which everyone else or many people might find really easy, you struggle with. And it's about being okay with that too. And trying to get the support, trying to get the help, but ultimately saying to yourself, I struggle with that and that's okay. Let's just get that out in the open and let's agree to it and let's not mask it and let's move on. I'm not good at that. I'm like this for a reason. I'm not good at this. I'm not good at that. Can you help me with those? Be upfront about it with yourself and with other people as well. Now, that doesn't mean you just don't work on yourself. If you're bad at replying to emails, you might say, well, it's not that psychologically I'm bad at replying to emails. I'm not finding the time for whatever reason. So you might say, right, I'll spend 15 minutes doing this a day or a week or whatever, responding to important emails or doing whatever needs to be done that's important. That's time management. But there are certain things which, regardless of whether you had the time or not to do them, we do find hard. And it's about acknowledging that, thinking of strategies to get better, and also being okay with the fact that there are certain things which we cannot do. So you might have a family where one person is quite good at like the finances and the bills and sorting out paperwork and stuff, and one isn't. That's fine. Get out in the open, agree with it, and agree on that split. And don't argue over silly things like one person's better than the other. That person does that job. Be okay with it. You know, that's intelligence. That's how we've probably evolved in groups of 150 or so people, appreciating what we're good at and what we're not good at, instead of focusing on what we're not good at, acknowledging it and moving on. So I think it's very important to know your weaknesses. I think it's very important to also know your strengths and to say, I'm good at this. And to say to yourself, this is something I'm good at. Because the negative mind often makes out that you're not good at anything and you can't listen to that negative you. Don't let that person talk to you all day. Think about how you speak to yourself and be kind. And if necessary, speak to others because they'll give you a more honest appraisal in the management world, they have like a 360 degree feedback. I forget what the exact technical term is, but where you speak to people around you about how you do, and you know, acknowledging that things that you're good at, and things maybe that you're not so good at as well. Use others' expertise. If someone else is good at something, let them do that instead of you getting stressed about it. Try and get into groups and organisations and family groups and understandings where that's fine, and we get that front and centre. And also, just shine on. You know, you are the way you are. Some of us are a bit rough around the edges. Maybe try and smooth some of them out, but at the end of the day, let yourself shine, you crazy diamond. To quote a lyric from I think it's a Pink Floyd. Shine on, because, you know, this is your life. Enjoy it. So, know your strengths and weaknesses. Also, think about your strengths and weaknesses in terms of what you want to do with your life. Acknowledge your weaknesses, acknowledge your strengths, and try and tailor what you want to do with your life. I'm going to speak more about finding out our role in life and what we were put on earth to do in another podcast, but think about what you want to do with your life and how your strengths and weaknesses fit into that. So if you want to set up a business but you're like crap at paperwork, then you need to get someone else to help you with the paperwork. It might be as simple as that. Also, I'm 45 this year, and I spoke about this before, but always have death on your shoulder, like the ancient Stoics used to say. It's important that you are aware that you are mortal and that your days will not last forever, and that can often prompt you into doing things to move forward. And even if it's very, very small steps, that is what is important. So that's a little bit about strengths and weaknesses. And I'm going to talk about addictions now. And I was quite conscious that you could hear the pages in my journal when I was talking on another podcast, so I've tried to just turn the pages in my journal a little bit more quietly there. But I want to talk about addiction and how that fits into strengths and weaknesses and how you can become better by knowing your addictions, because everyone is addicted to something. And I'll speak more about that in a minute. But I watched a great play by Tennessee Williams when I was in Dublin a few years ago. And there was a famous line in it. And the line said, "There it is, the click." And in it, there was a guy who'd lost a close friend and he used to drink every day. And he said he gets to a point where his mind closes down and he doesn't think about things too much. And he calls that the click. And by drinking more and more alcohol, it takes him more time to get to the click. But when he gets it, he finds happiness. And of course, he's just painting over the cracks because the next day he's got a hangover and those emotions haven't gone away. I always remember that scene. I thought it was very, very powerful, the way he described that. I thought it was very, very good. And it's got me thinking about things, because we often try to forget our worries and to choose not to address them instead of thinking about them, coming up with a plan, trying out the plan and then changing the plan. Smart targets. Or thinking about an issue. Okay, what am I doing? What's going on? Let's have a look at it. What's my plan of attack? Right, let's try that and see how it goes. And just being at ease with that rather than trying to paint over the cracks. If you're going through a particularly acute emotion, like you've lost someone close to you, that's okay to be upset for a bit. You might go for a walk, you might try and take your mind off things, but it's okay to feel that emotion. We shouldn't be trying to stop the emotion. We need to deal with it as much as we can. And one of the ways I do that is, as I've alluded to earlier, my journal. Now, you get to a point where you get good, where you can just, if you like, give yourself your own counselling mentally without the need for a journal. That's ultimately where we all need to get to. And a journal is really good at putting your thoughts on paper. What went well today? What didn't go well? What kind of issues do I need to address? It's very, very powerful to be able to do that and to get it out there on paper, rather than let it swim round in your head in some kind of stream of consciousness. Get it on paper and then you can start to deal with it. And, you know, maybe that doesn't work for you, but I would recommend you try that, particularly if you're struggling with emotions, etc. Now, one of the other things about addictions is, I mentioned before, like alcohol, drugs, prescription drugs, illegal drugs. There are a lot of chemical addictions out there. There are also addictions in terms of personality and behaviour. So the feeling that you are powerful or that you've got meaning in your life or that you feel significant. They often are addictions as well. And we can talk about sex addictions and things like that and all these other behavioural addictions. Everyone is addicted to certain things. It may be a particular mental outlook that gives you coping mechanisms, etc. Know what your addictions are. Do you find it hard to discuss things? Do you find it easy to just lose your temper and tell someone what you think of them without fundamentally addressing the issues between you and that person? These are all coping mechanisms and mental addictions to help you get through life. So know what your addictions are and be open about your strengths and weaknesses. And it may well be that you drink too much. Think about what you want to do. Come up with a plan. It may well be that you want to stop smoking. It may well be that you want to stop being angry and aggressive with someone else. We need to be honest about these things. Get out in the open and then start to address them. But everyone has got addictions at some level. It doesn't have to be an external chemical. It's often an internal process or a behaviour, which can be very, very addictive as well. Speak to counsellors. Go and see a counsellor, maybe once or twice a month initially if you're struggling with finances. Be honest with yourself. If you're not honest with yourself, how can you expect to be honest with anyone else? How can you expect others to be honest with you? So be honest with yourself. Know your addictions. Be empowered by acknowledging your addictions or your weaknesses, because then you can move forward and challenge them. And don't be too self-critical, but be self-aware. What's the issue? Why are you like that? What are you going to do? And when you start to embrace these things rather than just suppress them, and I think it's a generational thing as well. I mean, my parents and their parents, did they really talk about emotions and the complexities of emotions and the different parts of us that make us who we are at a deep level? I don't know. But I do think there's a lot more discussion about things like mental well-being today and understanding the complexity of people. Let's understand ourselves. Get it out in the open. Know yourself. Better yourself. And then you'll relate better with other people. You can help other people. If you get yourself right and you're emotionally balanced and you become a true understander of yourself, then you can take that out into the world and change others, help others, and to change the world and help others in the world as well. So that was a little link between strengths and weaknesses and knowing your addictions. Obviously, I've done podcasts on addictions before, such as the one about Alcoholics Anonymous, etc., and the 12 steps. I've spoken to other people with severe addictions in their life on the podcast. But there are lots of other addictions which people might not be necessarily aware of that we do every day that we need to get out in the open as well. And I also talked about just that nice moment I had in that cafe this morning and about appreciating those moments and accept others, accept yourself, be kind to each other, be kind to yourself and try and enjoy your life. Cheers, folks. If you want to contribute through coffee.com, the details are in the podcast notes. Please follow me on Twitter, on TikTok. Please like, subscribe, share. Try and share this with 3 people that you know. If you want to come on to talk about well-being, tell me about your life, tell me about how you cope financially, about politics, about history, about creativity, any of my key themes, please get on board. If you want to come on the show, if you want to help out, if you want to give me some advice, please get in touch through Twitter or personally if you know me. Take it easy, look after yourselves, and whatever you're doing for the rest of the day, watch how you talk to yourself and try and be nice to yourself. See you later.